A4WCL, mobile.
A4WCL, WW4JET, how goes it?
To Matthew. Just heading in town, get a little quick lunch, get some groceries at Walmart. What are you doing?
Back late last night, doing some odds and ends. I had a bad camera I had to replace, outdoor camera. And I'm wiring up some lights on the UTV. And I got some coax to run later. Finish up that antenna. I think that'll complete it. So I'm getting close. How you doing?
It's a work from the mountain house day, so I got up early and been fielding calls and emails and talking a little bit on the LARC machine. Walked Gabo twice. Now it's hopefully, you know, Friday afternoons usually things settle down. You know, anything that's an emergency for a Monday delivery, if it ain't on the board right now, it probably ain't going out. So, yeah, hopefully the rest of the day will be, you know, I'll probably have some odds and ends to do, but nothing too time sensitive. And, beautiful day. I swapped the old sweatpants that I wore this morning for a pair of shorts. And my truck says 69, but it's been sitting in the sun. And it runs about 3 degrees. Last time I looked at the weather station at the house, it was 61. So I'll take that for February the 2nd. And a little hint of spring around. So yeah, the HF antenna, is that what you're working on? You're pretty close to getting that up and running?
Yeah, I'll take the weather, no doubt about it. It's beautiful, and you're right on the temperature, so I'm all good with that. And the little groundhog vermin apparently didn't look like he saw a shadow around here, so I'm hoping it's shorter than longer. But anyway, yeah, I'm very close, actually. I just have to, I did the grounding last week. I just got to hook the rest of the ground off to the house ground, and then I just got to run coax. So I'm hoping to get that done this afternoon, actually. We'll see.
In the mornings, you know, mornings you're going to work Europe. One guy said he worked Georgia. 4 Lima is the prefix for Georgia. I've never worked Georgia on phone, but I don't get on in the mornings a lot, so by 12, 1 o'clock, 10 meters kind of shuts down to Europe and kind of more USA, South America, and then in the evening you'll find some of the Aussies and ZL from New Zealand in there. So, yeah, maybe you can get some 10-meter contacts under your belt. I don't know if you know, Gustav passed his general over the weekend. They did testing at Winter Field Day. And, you know, he's been playing around on both 75 and 20. I helped Gustav make his first 10-meter contact before he upgraded. His first 10-meter contact was New Zealand.
I ask you the same when the time comes. I got to learn how to use this radio, John. That's the biggest thing. This is the most complex radio I've ever looked at. So I might have to get the For Dummies book for it because I haven't even... You know, once I get hooked up, you know, I'll do a lot of listening and learning how to use the radio, but I'm going to have to do some reading on that, that's for sure.
By fire, man, just put it in an upper sideband, turn the power all the way up. You know, getting your audio set up might take a little bit of messing around. You can always do that with a pair of headphones, and I'm sure you have a monitor or Moni, M-O-N-I button. You can listen to yourself You know, but usually the stock hand mic that comes with it, you know, usually works pretty well right out of the box. So you shouldn't have to do too much tinkering, I would think. And, hey, just get in there. You know, a lot of times when you work DX, it's, you know, the guy only wants a signal report, what state you're in, and maybe your name. You know, but you'll find people that like to rag you, too. Hold on 1 second. I'm at the landfill here or the transfer station. I got a bag of trash. Be right back. K4WCL.
I'll be here.
I'm back. My weekly trash run. We got to where we just bring the trash from home and combine it with a bag here, and we'll have a full bag. So, got a little mixture of Georgia, South Carolina trash. The only time I go to the dump anymore at home is for recyclables. When the recycle bins get full enough, I'll make a run there. But, yeah, you know, basic operating shouldn't be that difficult. Some of the finer points, learning how to use the filters, that'll take a little bit of time. You know, the way I usually learn a radio is I just play with it. Oh, I wonder what this button does. Wonder what this bandpass knob does. And then if I can't figure it out by playing with it, then I get the manual out and do a little reading.
Yeah, there's no doubt I'll be doing some of that. Are those shortcut books good to get? They sell them for the particular model radio. Have you ever bought one of those?
I think a company called Nifty makes a bunch of them for different radios, so you may want to look into Nifty, N-I-F-T-Y. And there's probably others out there, too. I'm sure a little bit of a Google search will yield you some good results. You know, Matt, I know it seems complicated to you, but for a guy that can fly an airplane, it's a lot easier than that, and a whole lot less that can go wrong if you turn the knob the wrong way.
I appreciate your confidence in me. No doubt there. You're probably right. I just haven't had any FaceTime with the radio. You know, it's been in a closet until now. So I built a little shelf for the other radios on top of it. And, you know, once I run some coax this afternoon and turn the thing on, hopefully tonight, and start listening, you know, maybe it'll come to me pretty quick. But it's whatever you call it, the learning curve to get into it here. But and then I'll be taking the hamstudy.org with me and the book with me and get that general next. That's the plan.
Try to get the coax hooked up and get on the radio before the sun goes down. 10 meters is, as a general rule, more of a daytime band than a nighttime band. So see if you can make at least one contact there before the sun goes down. Who knows? Maybe you'll work a ZL or a VK. VK is Australia. Before, you know, your first contact. And yeah, the way Gustav made his was, I was just tuning around 10-meter phone band, and there was a ZL something or something. And I worked him, and then I thought, wow, he's in the general portion of the band. I texted Gustav. I said, get on this frequency and call this guy. About 10 minutes went by, didn't hear from him, so I just did it the old-fashioned way. I called him on the phone. He answered. I said, I don't care what you're doing right now. You're going to make your first 10-meter contact, and it's going to be to New Zealand. He's like, what? I said, go to this frequency and just call this guy. He goes, what do I say? So, yeah, I gave him a 10-second tutorial, and then I listened, and Gustav worked him, and it made me smile more than it probably made him smile, but he was pretty doggone excited, Matthew. K4WCL.
That would be too. That'd be real cool. I'd be real excited if I had that opportunity. But I have my my technician restrictions, so I can't go all over the place just yet. I have to look that up because I'm not even sure. Are you familiar with the band, the part of the band that's technician approved? Because I haven't even looked at that again.
Is this the same as it was when I was a tech plus? You know, when I got licensed, techs couldn't get on 10 meters. You had to be tech plus, which was technician plus 5-word-a-minute Morse code. So I had to sit there and learn CW just to get on 10. And then, man, once I did, I got my tech plus right at the height, the top of solar cycle 23. And, man, I had a ball. I worked the whole world on 10 meters. I mean, Japan and Australia. I mean, it was so much fun. And, but yeah, 28.3 to 28.5. And Matthew, that's where 85 to 90% of the sideband activity is anyway. So you're not losing a whole lot on 10 meters just being a tech.
And was 6 open as well, or is that general stuff? I'm just curious. I think part of 6 is open too, isn't it?
Yep, you definitely have the phone portion of 6, which is 50.100, I believe. Most of the activity on 6 meters is around, or the calling frequency is 50.125. So I would say between there and 50.250 is where most of the activity is on 6. 6 is an interesting band. You know, you can get F2 propagation on 6 when the maximum usable frequency gets high enough. But you'll get openings on 6 meters called sporadic E, which your signals will bounce off the E layer and not the F layer of the ionosphere. And you never know when 6 will open. I mean, it could be dead, and 10 minutes later, it's open. They call it the magic band. It's crazy. But, I did a lot of 6-meter stuff, and I still do. But, hey, we're at the Mexican joint here. Let me bow out. I'm starving, and Miss Lori probably doesn't want to sit here and listen to the final, and I'll catch up with you later there. Good luck getting the rest of the project finished. K4WCL.
Thanks for the information. That's all good. Those are a little refresher course there because it's been a while, but I do recall the sporadic E and F stuff from the tech study. But good. I'll try to get that finished up today, and I'll catch up with you and let you know how it's gone and how it's going. You guys enjoy lunch. Which Mexican place you at? Which one?
West side of Pickens, Fiesta P.
I'm just trying to... Just to know which ones are good. If you come out of there alive, then you're all good. All right, you guys go enjoy lunch. I'll talk to you later. Good talking to you. WW4JET, we'll be right clear. Thanks.
Great. K4WCO.